Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Malzy, you are the golf aficionado on the show. I am not, but I can read history books and track what's happened at the U.S. Open.
And memorize every detail of them.
Being the first round leader doesn't get you much. The last time the Open was here in 2016, care to guess who the first round leader was?
Oh, God, it was a no-name. It was like Andrew.
Yep, you're close. You're getting there. You got the first name right.
No, I just heard this. It's not Andrew Novak. He's a current player. I'm just trying to remember the Andrew, like, Landry.
Yes.
Andrew Landry.
How about that, Donnie? What a pull.
My guess was going to be Andrew Filippone.
There was a little footnote attached to that. He had to make a putt the next morning. He had to make a putt the next morning, but Scottie Scheffler briefly was the first round leader because Landry didn't finish until the next day because of rain.
Yeah.
So Scottie Scheffler had this funny little distinction.
I don't know what this is. It says, "Hey Mulsey, have you ever been called Pinhead?" Tom from Oakmont. Would you care to answer that?
Pinhead. I don't know. Probably. I've been called a lot of things, Pony, in my day.
Pinhead.
Usually it's Great Gazoo.
Pinhead is like a small head, the size of a pin.
Yeah, it doesn't really work as far as, you know, Great Gazoo, Megamind. Yeah. I get all those.
So, first round leader and no name last time. In 07, it was Nick Doherty. I don't know if that rings a bell.
Vaguely, in like the deepest corners of my golf brain.
In 94, it was Tom Watson.
That's not a no name.
No, it was not. He was older, though. In 94.
Well, Tom Watson should have won the Open Championship at 59, so he wasn't that old. Yeah. He would have been in his mid-40s.
Still, though, I mean, yeah. Oakmont's really not a course that's designed for guys that are in their 40s and 50s to win.
It's the most punishing test there is.
So the bottom line is, like, congratulations on all your first-round success, J.J. Spawn, but chances are you're probably not going to win.
Well, he's not a no-name because this guy has...
Ballsy had 150-1 odds to win.
I understand that, but guys like Harris English, or a guy like Corey Connors, who I think is, like, 13th in the data golf rankings, and they just do, like, the data, crunch the numbers. He's, like, 40-1 to win. There's five guys most people think can win this tournament going
in. He was
in.
Not one of them. He went undrafted in our U.S. Open
Pony,
golfer
the guy did eject from a playoff at the Players against Rory, but Rory had to make a putt just to get in there against J.J. Spawn, and Sawgrass is absolutely a test of, like, can you golf your ball? So he's not Andrew Landry is my point.
Okay, but he's also not one of the faces of golf out there today.
Here is the surprise part of him being in the lead right now so far in the clubhouse. He is not the kind of player that I would think would thrive here. He hits it straight, but he does not hit it far. He is very much like a finesse and not brute force guy. And
wasn't that Jim Furyk's game?
Yeah, but the game is even different than it was when Furyk was contending.
That was 07, and then I actually...
That was a different sport because now it is all about... Like, the advent of guys like Bryson and Rory who are carrying the ball 340. You know, the 12th hole is playing 670 yards downhill, and they're hitting it to the crosswalk,
yeah.
Right? That didn't exist when Furyk was winning his titles.
And the female golf fans love Bryson. I know that the guys do, the fellas do, because they love his YouTube stuff.
He's becoming a heartthrob.
I mean,
there were dudes jokingly yelling to him, Bryson, you can have my kids.
Yes.
But and I think there are ladies who are less jokingly yelling
that
to him.
They were like wooing. It was odd, actually. So Spahn's leading at 4-under.
Yep.
The thing is, though, you don't want to get too far behind. So,
not at this place.
So Larry Nelson won in 83. He was 6 back after round 1. But here's the catch to that, Malzy. He shot 10-under on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
It's the best 2-day
correct total
finish to a U.S. Open at Oakmont.
Correct. He went crazy. And
right.
I think his first putt or something on Saturday was, he buried a 60-footer on Saturday or Sunday on number 16.
That was actually Monday to wrap up the round.
Yeah, but to finish his his round.
That's the outlier. Historically speaking, I was looking this up. On average, after day one, the last 10 years, the winner is 2 shots back or less. So
you can pretty much eject guys like Rory from the proceedings.
You are
here.
Loving that word today.
I just do love the idea of a golfer ejecting from a tournament.
Like you're hitting the button on an old VCR and the tape spits
out. Here's how I view it.
Why do you keep saying that? Is that a golf term that people like now?
I like the No Laying Up golf podcast, and you've tried to get into it a little bit, and I don't think you quite see the appeal the way I do.
I didn't say I didn't like it. It's just I'm not a golf nerd like you are. That's all.
They love to use the term so-and-so ejected from the tournament, and what I think of is more this. You imagine a guy who's sitting in one of those James Bond villain chairs.
Yep.
Somebody hits the plunger, and they go flying out of the tournament.
Along those lines, Rory's done.
Well, I told you guys to beware.
He shot 74 today, plus 4. He's 8 shots back.
Yeah.
He's not going to make that up. For all intents and purposes, he's done.
I would agree with that. I think that's fair.
Bryson DeChambeau shot 73, T60. He's 7 back. History says he can't win, and I know he's the second best golfer in the world right now.
I have more faith in him than I do in Rory.
But
he's still a big long shot,
Chris.
Spahn is also, to give JJ Spahn a little bit of props, he does not strike me as the kind of player, having seen him play in some big high-pressure tournaments, because the Players' Championship is, I think a lot of those guys would tell you, is what they consider the real fourth major, and they wouldn't say the PGA is. He is not a guy that I think is just geared to come right back to the pack and make this easy on some of these guys way back.
And Donnie. You know who else had a horrible day, even though he's getting mobbed at Oakmont? Pomp. Tommy Fleetwood, 4-over, 74. Lucas Glover, 4-over, 74.
A flusher of the golf ball.
He's out.
Yeah.
Bob's done. We're not even halfway through the first round in his 2 picks. Didn't he say last night to you on the sports call, I'm allowed to make 2 picks?
No, he sheepishly, he knew I was going to give him crap for it because he knows you give him crap for it. He goes, I got 2 picks. I do it. That's just what I do, Chris, okay? I make 2 picks. Tommy Fleetwood. And I said, he's never won on American soil, Bob. Wait till we see it before we believe it.
Yeah.
Glover, again, I talk about golf, and you're not a golf nerd like I am,
Pop's the ultimate golf nerd, and both of his guys are pretty much already done. They should go home now.
I thought he made sound choices with both of them in the sense that, for being contenders, right? I won't believe Fleetwood's ever going to win until I see it. But Tommy Fleetwood hits a lot of fairways, hits his irons very crisp. Glover, when he's hitting the ball well, hits it as good as anybody on tour. He really does still.
I mean,
but if you're a little off and you're those guys, your putting is not going to save you.
The story the rest of the day while we're here at Oakmont Bakery, and we'll have Jeff check in 10 minutes, and we'll talk to Pomp next hour, and we'll do golf. We'll also obviously talk a lot about the Steelers in the last day of minicamp as Aaron Rodgers winds down his final practice before the Steelers take the next month and a half off. Scheffler's out there right now.
He's already one under,
and he's playing the front 9. Mm-hmm. And all of the golf coverage has seemed to say, at least so far, that there's been better scoring on the back 9 than the front 9. So if he does well out of the gate, then maybe he's got a chance to put together one of these low numbers. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If he's even within, but so, okay, you said like you got to usually be within two at a U.S. Open at Oakmont.
Yeah.
I think you rightfully tossed the rule book out the window with him.
Yeah, if he's four or five back, I mean, he just did it at the PGA.
You tossed the rule book out for him because he's built very different than the rest of these guys. But you know what would be
But DeChambeau and Rory, the story with them now is tomorrow they got to try to make the cut.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's not about winning anymore. It's just making it to the weekend.
Here's the thing
with huge names in golf that people have paid a lot of money to go see this week.
Here's the big thing with both of them. You and I both saw it happen. Rory had to make about a 35-footer just to save bogey on number four. DeChambeau on 12 after hitting an absolute missile off the tee had to make about a 20-footer from the fringe to save a six. These guys could both be a shot worse than they are, and they're in a blender right now. I told everybody who listened, and if you listened to last night's Going Low Oakmont special,
which will be back tonight at 6
with Jeff Hathorn. Jeff's up there. He'll be at the media tent at his.
Is Logan Mankins in for this one?
I do not believe so. He'll be on Going Low with me Saturday morning, though, here from Oakmont Bakery. Jeff is going to be up there. He's going to have a lot of good stuff, but I warned everybody on the show yesterday when we did our draft, and I warned people on the Going Low Oakmont show, Rory McIlroy does not have his driver right now. He's not hitting the ball straight enough. He doesn't trust what he's trying to do out there. Do not pick this man. He is a better bet to either explode with something like an 80 or to just miss the cut at bare minimum. And he is right now very much in danger of doing exactly that. The guy does not trust the most important club in his bag. It's the thing that makes him a special player, Pony.
Yeah.
That is his golf superpower, whatever you want to call it. His ace in the hole is he usually hits that driver 330, carries it 330, hits it longer and straighter than everyone else. If he's not doing that, I don't mean to denigrate a guy who's won the career Grand Slam, because there ain't many who've done it. You can count them on one hand and a thumb, I believe. Okay? But when he doesn't have the driver working, he is a mere mortal in the rest of the
way. It is crazy that he won the Masters, and we're talking a few months later here at the U.S. Open, two majors later, and it's like the guy's game is like completely gone. That just speaks to
you shoot 78 golf at a random event in Canada.
That's golf.
Come on.
Right? That's golf for you. You think a guy's like got it all figured out, and just a few months later, he's
gone.
He's in the bag.
One more guy who's, historically speaking, he's out of this. Your boy, Ludvig Åberg.
Well, he's right on the cusp.
He's plus two. He's six back.
I know. Do you think I jinxed him?
He started off well, and you were sending me and Donnie texts, and
I was in the media center fired up.
Chirping up a storm while I'm getting, like, my teeth brushed this morning, and I just said, beware, and then the next text I got from you, was, damn it, he bogeyed now.
Yeah. Our buddy Matt Vogt, who is a friend of the show and a listener of the show, Pittsburgh born and bred, Pittsburgh sports fan. Dad got him into golf, was a caddy at Oakmont.
So he knows how hard it is.
Went and played golf at Butler in Indianapolis, stayed there, went to dental school, qualified for the U.S. Open, and was the first to tee off today. What an honor. What a cool thing. He shot a 12 over 82.
Not last. Justin Lauer shot 13 over far. Justin Hicks. Bad to be a Justin here.
If you're him, though, I mean,
making it, I think, is for the guys who qualify and do that in most cases. Obviously, there are pros that have to qualify in these sectionals. But if you're a guy who does not golf for a living and you qualify, that is, I think, That's the carrot. And then anything that happens after that is, like, completely gravy for you. If he were to have somehow made the cut, that would be an all-timer.
Sadly for Donnie, you know who's close by Mr. Vote on the leaderboard?
Big Chase Johnson.
Shane Lowry.
Oh, yeah, he had a horrible round.
79.
Did I also not warn both of you about that, too? And you know what he shot 79 with, Don?
Listen to him now. Like, you knew in advance.
I told you guys.
Malzie is really popping off today.
If you had a crystal ball, why didn't you take J.J. Spawn, brother? I told you guys who was going to play
that,
well and who didn't. No,
make that little case.
J.J. Spawn.
Okay, talk that little talk to me when J.J. Spawn wins the tournament, which I don't think he's going to. Donnie, it could have been a lot worse for Shane. He eagled number three. Church pews from the fairway, just dunked one for a two.
That was the only score better
than par he recorded all day.
Do you think he's the type of guy where he just says, "Ah, screw it," and like goes and drinks eight or nine?
No, I think
tonight?
No, I can't. I can't give you that like funny response about him. I think he'll grind and try to make the cut tomorrow somehow and like shoot a 66 and get in the barn at plus six or plus five. But he is the kind of guy who I just felt like, even though he was the 54-hole leader last time they were here, and then he blew up with a 76 late in the final round,
yep.
I watched him just miss. And I know it's practice, and I know it's just the practice green, and I know it's different, and these guys lock in at a level we can't
comprehend.
Here we
go, back to Malzie's eagle eye at the practice round.
I watched him miss the same right-to-left 4.5-foot putt like six times in a row, and just the body language sucked.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.